All right, 1380 WPHM, Tuesday morning. It's time to talk travel with Deanne from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, a fun place to go is New Orleans.
It is.
And, you know, of course, since Hurricane Katrina, I know it was several years ago, but people still might think, oh, I don't know if everything is still there. I mean, it's still a very vibrant city, isn't it?
They did. They built it up. And they rebuilt it, and I guess they say it's better than ever.
Okay.
So they've got the restaurants, and of course, you know, you have to go down to the
French Quarter, absolutely,
and celebrate all the parades and all the festivities that they have. But it's really a great getaway weekend. You could do bachelorette, bachelor weekends, guy weekend, girl weekends, whatever you want to do. And there's a lot to do there.
Of course, everybody thinks Mardi Gras when they think New Orleans. And too late for this year. You can start planning next year's big Mardi Gras debauchery if you want to. But really, any weekend in New Orleans is going to be a fun weekend because you're going to have great jazz. You're going to have great food, a great atmosphere. And from what I've heard, there is no other place in the world like New Orleans.
There isn't. You know, it's on the Mississippi River. So you've got all of that. If you aren't into that action scene with the drinking and all that, then there's the plantation tours. You can take a bus trip and go up and see all the plantations along the Mississippi River that used to be noted for their slavery and their grand, grand homes and things like that.
Yeah, those big plantation homes are just amazing.
And then I did hear, I just had a client get back, and they did a Katrina tour. So they kind of took them through.
Yeah. All those places that you saw on the news those years ago,
exactly,
you can really see them.
Where they were having like the different tents, and then they had the partial buildings, and just to see from the beginning to the rebirth of this city.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would really be something to see.
I think that would be really an interesting tour to see. And so if you want to go and you don't quite understand what there is to do during the day, there's just a lot to do all the time.
So, yeah, let's talk about the music too a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They're noted for their jazz. They're noted. The Big Easy is what they're really, you know, they talk about. And that area really has open musicians all the time. It's kind of like a Nashville. They have the jazz musicians coming and going at all different times of the day, so you can get music in all different areas.
Yeah, it's a great music city, and the food too is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, if you like spicy food, I guess it's a place to go. That Creole.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like spicy food, but I hear you can get it without the spice.
Yeah. So flights, you can fly out of Detroit.
Yeah, you can go nonstop. They've got 2 to 3 flights a day, depending on the time of year, and real easy access. You've got a 2.5, 2-hour flight, so you go get down there. You can go on a Friday night, come back on a Sunday if you want to do a quick weekend. There's hotels everywhere. They have what they call the French Quarter, which we all know of, but then they also have what they call the aquarium area on the water, which is a little bit closer. Not French Quarter is kind of off the street, so you can go there. The area where they have like all the old buildings they redid, and they put stores and different things in there. That's a whole different area than the French Quarter. So lots to see, and the kids could go, maybe not stay in French Quarter. If you want to stay in that other area, you can do that as well.
Yeah, depending on the age of the kids. It might be one where you leave the kids home to go to New Orleans for the weekend. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. So, and you can help people plan that.
And we can help them do the tours. You know, another one that they do, a tour, we were talking about that, was the those swamp tours where they go into the swamps with the airboats.
Yeah.
They have a lot of that down there, and ghosts and spirit walking tours, and, you know, a lot of old history, a lot of that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So if people want to go, then call us at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Deanne.
Yep.